I'm Wild Thing, and you're tuned in to another great episode of The Bullshit Report. Hey guys, how y'all doing? This podcast here is more of a question. Maybe you can help answer this question after hearing this podcast. My question is, what the fuck is load management? I mean, load management? Who created that term? Who coined that phrase? It can't be a principle because it hasn't always been around. You know, you rest players, but load management? Nah. I don't understand what that is. Load management, just the word itself is a verb, which means the word is an oxymoron. It's a verb. A verb means that it's an action. It's something that you do. You are doing load management. So you are in the act of doing nothing. That's what load management is, right? You're doing nothing. You're resting or strategic rest, right? But load management, like, you know, when I think about load management, you know, I think about like the Bible. What I mean by that is, like, in the Bible it say, you know, God won't put more on you than what you can bear or what you can handle. So when I think about load management, it's like the team saying, well, we're not going to put more on you than what you can handle or what you can bear. And that doesn't really make a lot of sense. I mean, these are world-class athletes. Now, true, it's a lot of games, you know, during the regular season, but just because, you know, you're a fan of one really suck-ass team, and let's say the Lakers come to town, and it's the end of the year, and they're pretty sure that they backups can beat your starting lineup. So they rest Anthony Davis and LeBron James and all their stars. They rest all of them because of load management. Nah, man, that's not cool. Load management. Can you imagine load management in another sport like the NFL? You know, I can hear the announcer saying, oh, Tom Brady will not be starting this game because of load management. You know, he has three preset load management games a year he doesn't play. What? Or Lamar Jackson, he's out today due to load management. He had such a spectacular 5 weeks, we decided to rest him so he can get fresh. No other sport has load management. That's just crazy. That's just saying that at any given time, we can make it to where a player can't play for no reason whatsoever. You know, you have other players where they'll just put personal reasons, you know, like, that's crazy in the NBA why a player would not play. But load management? Come on now. I would like to see, like, what is Popovich think about load management? Now, true enough, his team, San Antonio Spurs, getting that ass toe up. You know what I'm saying? They might not make the playoff. They might not even have a winning record. You know, but all BS aside, I'd be interested to know what he thinks about load management. And Phil Jackson thinks about load management. You know, that's just crazy. So you tell me what you think about load management. You know, it's definitely not a noun. It's not a person, place, or thing. It's a verb. It's something that you do. You're doing nothing. You know, when a player that you love is supposed to come and play in your hometown, do you feel, like, upset that he doesn't? Or she doesn't? Well, it's always a he right now. But that, are you upset that he doesn't play? Does it even matter to you? Do you use load management at your job? Do you go to work and say, you know what? Man, I worked hard in the bitch these past 3 days. You know, today Thursday, So I'm just going to, you know, mill it in. I got load management. I can only take so much. Let me know. Holla. Thanks for tuning in to another great episode of The Bullshit Report. Hey, make sure you check out our sponsors, Liquor Lollipops at liquorlollipops.com, makers of great-tasting, non-alcoholic, liquor-flavored hard candy. I'm your host, Wild Thang, and make sure you check out my latest project, Motorcycle Music, streaming on all platforms. Holla back. Peace.